Welcome to the City Center podcast from West Palm Beach, Florida. I'm Jerry Marcello. There's no question that people living in West Palm Beach should take hurricanes seriously. The past few seasons have produced a string of hurricanes that were fearsome in power and capable of great destruction. 2024 is no exception, with a record number of named storms expected between now and the end of November. The question before all of us now that hurricane season is here, should we ride out the storm in our homes, or should we plan to evacuate to a location better suited for the powerful winds and endless rains? Joining me today to talk about it is Assistant Fire Chief Brent Bloomfield. Brent, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Most people are aware that tropical storms shouldn't be messed with. We've had some doozies in the last few years. Let's go over a little bit of the background. You know, we had Ian a few years ago. Mm-hmm. How bad was that?
Yeah, so we've in the last, 7 years since I've been in emergency management, we've had some major storms come through Florida. You know, Michael, Ian, Adia, we've been hit by multiple storms and that people don't even realize, they don't think about. You know, we had Nicole 2 years ago, and because of what happened on the West Coast, it was an afterthought. We did have flooding in the city. We had to go get up some trapped people. So we had, we've had some issues in the last few years, and thank God, probably about 7 years ago, we had a Hurricane Matthew. We escaped because of what we call the wobble. You know, it wobbled out. Hurricane Irma was a big one for us. We called it Tree-mageddon. We had tons of trees down in the city, lots of power lines down. We had a lot of disruption in service. So, we have been affected by storms, not on the scale of course, the Panhandle on the West Coast, but this season is going to be a very busy season. They're expecting tons of storms. So, as long as we prepare, I think we'll be in good shape.
Right. So preparation and being ready for a storm is key to getting through one, correct?
Yeah. So being prepared early. We start in the city on around April 1st. I send out emails and we start to look at our generators. Do we have fuel in them? Is our equipment up and running? Are our shutters working on our stations? Are our shutters working on the other structures in the city? These are the things that we start to prepare for early. We start to get all of our water and we start to get all of our food rations prepared as early as May 1st. So that's today. Yeah. And I would say that most people, I know there's going to be some amnesty days coming up, tax-free days. I would say make sure you prepare early. Make sure you get your rations early. Make sure that your meds are up early. Make sure you got your pet food. All of these things are critical when it comes to time when a hurricane hits.
It's really important to be not part of that long line you see on the news of people lining up for gas and lining up at Home Depot. You got to get out there early. Get it done now.
Yeah, you don't want to wait till 24 hours before a storm comes, because there's a lot of people that are going to be lining up, and then you have a problem where there's nothing on the shelves anymore. You're kind of, battling for scraps at that point. You may not get the water that you need. You may not get the food. The big one is definitely your prescriptions. Make sure you get those early, because that is something that a lot of people forget, and then they're running out of their prescription meds 2 or 3 days after the storm, and it's very difficult to go get them again. Same thing with your pets. Make sure that they have adequate food and water as well.
Right. Today we're going to be talking about a really important question that everyone who is planning for a storm needs to ask themselves. Should we stay in place during a storm in our home, or should we try to evacuate?
Right.
Let's go over some of the checklists that would help you answer that question. First of all, location of your home, I think, is very important. Is that correct?
Extremely important. Yeah. If you are in a evacuation zone and you're ordered to evacuate, evacuate. The end.
Okay. All right. So say I'm going, am I in a flood zone? Am I in a place that needs to evacuate? How does someone find that information?
So there's various methods. We have on WPB.org/hurricane. You can actually go there and they have the flood maps. We have the flood maps there. Palm Beach County also, if you go to Palm Beach County Department of Emergency Management, they have the flood zones there and the evacuation maps there as well. And then, of course, FEMA. If you go to FEMA flood zones, you can actually type your address in and it'll tell you exactly what zone you're in, whether you're in an A, which is going to flood, B, which is likely to flood, C, which is could possibly flood, or X. X means you're likely to not flood. However, there's still a possibility. If we don't, in the past, we've had issues where if they didn't open certain floodgates, for to let the water out, those areas that were even called X would flood. And then once they opened the gates, the flood, you know, the flooding went away. But we have had problems with that in the past.
Now, and that's actually a really interesting point, because people automatically go, oh, well, if I'm not like on the beach or I'm on the water, I'm okay. That's not necessarily true in this part of the world.
Well, because South Florida, you know, we have, it's full of waterways, right? We have lakes, we have retention ponds, we have canals everywhere. So we're surrounded by water constantly. It only takes one flood area to not open up, one of the gates not open up, one of the dams to be blocked, and all of a sudden you get flooding behind it.
Wow. Okay, so it's important to really know if you're thinking about staying at home, if the home is indeed going to be protected and safe from flooding in this extreme situation.
Yeah, that's more of a very extreme situation. I mean, like in my neighborhood, take it for instance, you know, we have all these flood, grates in the roadway that are for storm drain. You know, they're for draining the water after a storm, and usually they work very well. However, if they get clogged by leaves and branches and debris, you could have a backup. And it's as easy as, you know, sometimes just going out there after, of course, we're talking after a storm, not during a storm. Do not do this during a storm. But after a storm, sometimes it's as easy as taking a shovel or rake and just clearing that storm drain, and a lot of times that water will dissipate.
Gotcha. Now, okay, say I live in a home that is relatively protected from flooding, or there's a very low history of flooding in the area. Is there anything else I should be looking at the home as far as protecting it from hurricane winds?
Yeah, so let's start with the flooding aspect. So like yesterday, we had torrential rains. We had almost 5 inches of rain in a very short time. Mm-hmm. If your yard and your house drains properly, usually, even with 5 inches of rain like we got this last couple of days, you're in pretty good. You know that you can probably drain probably in pretty good shape. The things that get your house ready, you know, make sure now that your shutters are up. Make sure now that you can put your shutters up correctly. Make sure that you're, you know, if you have the accordions, that they're working properly.
Right.
Make sure that you know, just the basic parts of your house. You know, if you have an older roof, just maybe have it inspected before storm season. Mm-hmm. You might want to make sure if you have a generator hookup that's working properly. If you have a generator, this is the time to fuel it, start it, make sure it's working properly. Because what happens is as we get closer to the hurricane season, as we get closer to a storm coming, all of those people that do those things, they're busy, because what happens is people wait till the last second, and then now here comes all the phone calls.
Right. Right. Okay, so we've checked our home. We feel good about it. We've talked a little bit about making sure that we have the appropriate supplies. Now, do I need to have supplies for weeks and weeks, or how long?
Yeah, so, you know, the standard was, you know, up to a couple of days. However, you know, I really think a week is about right. So get enough water, get enough rations for a week. If you do that, usually you're in pretty good shape. Even during, I was deployed to Hurricane Michael, and even during Hurricane Michael, as bad as Mexico Beach and Panama Beach were, we were still getting to people within 3 or 4 days. Even on the islands, we were actually flying in choppers to the islands to make sure that they were accessible. Because sometimes, like on the West Coast or up in the Panhandle, the bridges go out and you can't really get there by vehicle. Those usually are very evacuation areas, and you should evacuate. However, we did land choppers on those, and we did do searches on those islands even. So we were there within 3 or 4 days. I hate to say it in Florida, but it's almost old hat anymore. We became very good at hurricanes and about deployments and urban search and rescue post-storm. You know, I almost wish we weren't as good as we were, but we've had so many storms that we've become very good at it.
Right.
And so I would say a week, if you get 7 days worth of stuff, you should be in really, really good shape. And the best part about it is after hurricane season's over, have a little party.
That's right. Now, you make a very good point in the fact that, unfortunately, we have gotten very, very good at post-storm rescue and recovery. What about in the middle of a storm? Say I'm in my house and things are really going bad for me. Is there someone I can turn to?
Yeah, so in the fire department, we do have, in the police department as well, we do have wind speed requirements where we won't go out. And that is, you know, once we get, you know, start getting tropical storm force winds sustained, we can't risk going out with our vehicles. You know, our trucks, especially the rescue trucks, they have a high profile, so they could tend to tip over. And we've had it happen before in some other areas. So we really... you know, we really like to wait till the storm clears and the winds die down a little bit before we'll actually start sending units out. The one thing is if you do call 911 during it, it gets queued.
Okay.
And then what happens is we start responding to those calls after the fact.
After the fact, but yeah. During the event.
But during the event. And I will tell you, for instance, you know, we get a very strong storm that's, you know, well over 120, 130 miles an hour, even, you know, 160, 170 miles an hour. There's nobody going to go out in that. That's just not feasible.
So that's part of the deal when you're going to shelter in place and you're staying at home. There's going to be a period of time where you are on your own for this.
Yeah, and I would say just make sure you have, you know, exit, egress access points in your house. So what I mean by that is, you know, when you shelter your house up, just try to make sure that you leave yourself an egress at some point because, you know, you don't want to be something bad happen and then you can't get out. I mean, that's one of the problems. So make sure you have an egress, ingress and egress out. Make sure that if something bad does happen that you kind of prepare for it. Do you have tools? Do you have the proper medical equipment? Do you have a first aid kit? Those kind of things. Those are important.
That's really a good point. I mean, there's a lot of people who will seal themselves into their homes. All the doors and all the windows are buttoned up, and there's no easy way out. And that's a good point.
Yeah, because that comes from experience, right? So in 2004 and 2005, we actually had. You know, we had multiple storms. Right. We had tons of storms come through South Florida. And during one of those storms, we had somebody's house catch on fire, but they were stuck in the house because it was completely boarded up.
Oh my God.
They had no way out of the house, even the front door, because they couldn't get to the front door because of where the fire was at. So we actually went out in the storm because of it, because it was such a life safety issue. And I want to say we were at 90 mile an hour winds at that point.
Holy cow.
We did get some people hurt, even getting out of the truck, doors pulling people out of the trucks, them land, you know, getting blown over by wind, things like that. We were able to get the person out of the house, but we really don't want to do that. That's not safe for us. It's not safe for you.
No doubt.
So you just want to make sure that you have those ingress and egress points.
Really important point that a lot of people don't think about.
Right.
Okay, so we've talked about staying in place. Let's talk about the checklist again. When should I evacuate? Obviously, flooding is a very important one.
Right.
What about the folks that are in the house? How about older folks, people who have medical conditions? You know, what do we do? When does it make sense to leave?
Yeah. So, you know, let's start with this.
Yeah.
You should start doing that preparation now. You should start looking for that now. We do have shelters in the county that are for special needs patients. We have pet shelters in the county. It's good to go ahead right now and get on the Palm Beach County Department of Emergency Management website and go ahead and fill out the paperwork for that now for both the pet shelter and special needs shelters if you need them, because then you're pretty much guaranteed a spot in those if you do that. If you don't do that, it makes it a little bit more difficult whenever you're trying that day to get into those shelters. It's not that they're going to turn you away or anything, but if they get full to capacity, they're not going to let people keep coming in. They're going to point you to other places, and it may be in even another county. So you want to make sure that you are prepared now. I would say in those events, especially when it comes to older people who have medical needs or people who have special needs, if you can stay with a friend or family member during the storm, if you can make that arrangement now to where you're gonna go there when the evacuation is called, then that's a better option, you know, for you and for your being comfortable.
So friends and family nearby makes sense to make a run. Now, I've seen the classic pictures of I-95 and the turnpike completely clogged, moving on. Does it ever make real sense for people to say, I'm just going to bug out completely and head out of state?
You know, that's a personal decision, but I would say that, you know, we've seen it, you know, plenty of times, and I'll use some of the recent storms. You know, Irma was one, you know, Katrina was another one. We've had storms that have, you know, look like they're going to make a beeline for us, and they're 3 or 4 days out, and then they, you know, whenever you're looking at that cone, you know, the cone that's a 3 and 5 day cone, and they're getting better at forecasting, but that forecast could be anywhere in that cone, and that's where the eye's going. So that cone might be 300 to 400 miles wide, and that storm may shift 300 miles south like Katrina and Irma did. Mm-hmm. And then Katrina went, you know, down through the Keys and then wrapped up and went to New Orleans, as we know. But Irma went all and did a complete wrap around the state and came across the West Coast. So we had a lot of people that left the East Coast, because here comes Irma, and they went to the West Coast, and then they literally either had to turn around and try to come back, or they had to hunker down on the West Coast. We had multiple storms where people have left and went to northern Florida or Georgia, and then what happens is the storm just follows them, and then they, you know, they get almost as bad as they would have got here. So it's, you know, it's a personal preference. If it's something that you feel like you want to do, by all means. But, you know, you got to remember that the gas stations are going to be packed, the roads are going to be packed, and it's going to be very difficult once you get to a certain point if you can't get out. And if you, the longer you wait, the worse it's going
to
be.
And that's, again, the point is that if you're going to do something like that, you're going to try to just bug out and head out of the state or head out of the area, you got to do it very, very early.
Yeah.
People are going to be looking at you funny as you're driving out of your neighborhood, but you are getting as far as ahead of the storm as possible. That's really key.
Right. And I would say, like, if you knew you were going to be attacked by aliens in a week from now, would you stay or would you leave? And that's your personal preference. So Right. If you're going to do that, you might want to leave a week early and not wait till the day of.
Right, right. Now let's jump back to talking about shelters, because people are going, okay, well, I don't want to be driving around I-95. I've seen those films. I've seen those pictures.
Sure.
If you are staying at a shelter, you know, you're just going to, what do you bring? Do you show up with nothing? Do you camp out? What do you do?
Yeah. So, you know, you're going to be provided a cot in a little area. Each area is very small. It's not a luxury apartment. You're definitely not going to go stay in a hotel, but it's a good option if you have nowhere else to go. And the part of that is you need to bring your prescriptions 100% for sure.
Sure.
You should try to bring some ration food and water. They will probably have some there. However, I wouldn't count on it 100% because there's a lot of people, and sometimes we can't get all the rations that we need to those facilities just yet. Sometimes it's after the storm where they start to come in. There are bathrooms there. However, it's a shared bathroom. It might be a couple hundred people. So, you might want to bring your own, soap and maybe some sandals if you're going to shower there.
Yeah.
You know, definitely bring, you know, your own toothbrush and that kind of stuff. Probably, and your own sleeping stuff, like a sheet, you know, a pillow, that right. kind of thing. But don't expect that you're going to get any kind of luxury, you know, treatment there. It's pretty much if you really don't have anywhere to go, shelter is the last resort.
Right. So if you do take advantage of a shelter, first of all, you're going to have to know where you're going early if you have special needs, or you have to get in contact with a shelter that can handle pets of a certain type. All that type has to be that has to be done well ahead of time, and reservations have to be made ahead of time. Once you're there, you sort of have to get into the mindset by what you describe. Yeah. You're almost like camping indoors.
Yeah. I mean, really, you get basically like a very small area, enough to fit a cot and maybe a foot or two on each side. Mm-hmm. And there's cots, you know, there's hundreds of cots, and you're staying with hundreds of people, usually in like a gymnasium or a big open area. There's not a lot of privacy.
Yeah.
But just be prepared for that, because we do have people show up and they get upset because they're having to stay in a huge room with other people, and, you know, they don't get a lot of good sleep, or they're having to share the bathrooms, and, you know, you just got to be prepared for that before you go.
So the whole point of this conversation is that there are many options and decisions to be made, but it's important to make them early, well ahead of the storm.
Yeah, I would say today, May 1st, should be your eyes open, getting ready for hurricane season.
Right.
We in the city, and me at my house this weekend, I will be firing up my generator. I will be making sure that the water's ordered. I will be making sure that we have enough peanut butter and jelly and stuff. And it's not for me, because I'll be at work, but it's for my family, so that I know that they're taken care of. So when I do go to work, I know that I can feel comfortable leaving them there.
So let's go over again. Now, where can people find that information about flood zones and just hurricane preparedness?
Yeah, so we have, of course, at WPB.org, which is the city's website, /hurricane. You can find all this information there. If you go to Palm Beach County Department of Emergency Management, they have the information there. And then FEMA has a lot of really good resources. If you look up FEMA hurricane or FEMA flood zones, you'll get all the information that we're speaking of.
As we're heading into hurricane season 2024, what are the main points you would like to share with folks listening to this podcast today?
Well, I think the biggest thing is being prepared. You know, we have some standards, and when we look for like FEMA or we look at our preparedness here in the city, you know, you want to make sure that you're prepared. You want to make sure that you're protected. You want to make sure that whenever you have any issues, you mitigate them early, and that you want to make sure that after it's all said and done, that you're able to recover easily. And if you have all the proper preparation in place early, you have your hurricane kit, you have your evacuation that you know that you're going to be getting out of house. The other thing is, I would say if you have a house where you have multiple people living in the house, and if you have kids, you know, you may want to have a meet point where whenever you, if you do have to evacuate the house, you have somewhere you can go meet, whether it's, hey, we're going to meet at the fire hydrant that's two houses over, or whether we're going to meet, hey, we're going to go and jump in the car because that's maybe the only safe place we got left, or whatever it is, make sure you have your preparation done now.
Gotcha. Brent, thank you very much for your information today. You helped us getting ready for our hurricane season. Let's cross our fingers that we get another break this year, but we should be prepared for an active season.
Yes, it's going to be a very active season. Colorado State University, who puts out, you know, they are kind of the kings when it comes to when it comes to these predictions, especially for hurricane season, and it's the most hurricanes that they've ever predicted.
Wow.
So it's going to be a very busy season, I believe.
Let's hope for the best, prepare for the worst.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Brent, thank you very much for your time today. And thank you for listening to this podcast direct from City Hall in West Palm Beach, Florida. We hope you've enjoyed our conversation today. And if you did, please subscribe and let your friends know we're here. We also want to hear from you. Tell us what topics you want to know more about. Just drop us a note at podcast@wpb.org. The City Center Podcast is a production of the City of West Palm Beach Communications Department. I'm Jerry Marcello. We'll see you next time.